is Willie Terry, your Hudson Mohawk Magazine roaming labor correspondent. And today I'm here at Hudson Valley Community College, where they had a discussion about Mexican tradition. I have as my guest today to discuss that Professor
Nestor Guardado
and Professor
Malou Benton.
Oh, and Malou Benton. How y'all doing?
Good.
All right.
Fine. How are you?
All right. So I see that you had a nice crowd in here.
Yes.
You was talking about the Day of the Dead. What is the Day of the Dead?
Well, it's a Mexican tradition, a Mexican observance, if you will. It's a day when Mexicans remember their dead loved ones.
And what date is it celebrated? I mean, what is the actual date?
November 2nd.
Just from one date?
Well, yes, that's the Day of the Dead.
Oh,
okay. The observance begins before, perhaps since October, people start getting prepared, and it continues into mid-November or the third week of November. But the actual day that everybody's waiting for is November 2nd.
Oh, okay. And how is it celebrated?
Well, it's celebrated by either if a family observes it, they'll set up an ofrenda, which is like an altar of an offering that they're making to their dead loved ones to come back to visit. And so they'll place, you know, items that, you know, reminds that family of that person. So it would be a photograph of them, some dishes that that person liked to eat in life to kind of, you know, have them come in.
And I noticed you have an altar here at the library downstairs. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that particular altar.
Well, that altar, we tried, especially altars that are placed in public places, they're non-secular, so they don't tend to have a lot of religious, you know, artifacts. Whereas in a house, if the family was religious, you wouldn't have crucifix, you have, you know, votive candles with saints on them, anything religious, really. Mm-hmm. But in a public place, you try to respect, you know, other people's beliefs, because not everybody is Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a very, very colorful day. You know? And it's a lot of colors involved with it, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, most of the things you see downstairs were brought directly from Mexico. We bought them there and brought them. I've been bringing things, you know, for years and years. I go back home three times a year, or at least twice a year. After my semester's done here, I have a plane to catch, and I go back to Mexico. And every time I'm there, I try to bring something extra for the altar. So, yeah, most of what you see down there comes directly from Mexico, those colorful things, yeah.
You know, what I meant to ask you before I got into the discussion about the Day of the Dead, is tell me something about yourself. You know, you're a professor here. Tell me something about your life here as a professor and how you got here.
Oh, well,
I... What you teach?
Okay, I've been at Hudson Valley for almost 14 years now. I teach Spanish, Italian, French, and English as a second language. Mm-hmm. And I'm also one of the ESL advisors.
Were you born in Mexico?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I was born and raised in Mexico. Mm-hmm. I came to the U.S. because I married an American.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And tell me something about yourself.
I teach various English composition courses here at the college in the English department. I've only really studied the literature at university, but here what brought me here would be my college studies. Mm-hmm. And for myself, I was also born in Mexico, but I was raised in California, Los Angeles area.
So what part of Mexico did you come from?
My family is from the state of Zacatecas.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you are from?
I'm from Guadalajara, in the state of Jalisco. Yeah, which is the second largest city in Mexico is Guadalajara. Uh-huh. It's a very, very big city, the size of New York City.
Now, do your family celebrate the Day of the Dead? You know, is that traditional every year?
No. No. All Mexicans are aware of the tradition. Mm-hmm. We know it exists, mm-hmm. but not everybody observes it.
But is this important? You know, I mean, this is a school that bringing in international students, too.
Right.
And is it important that they know about all aspects of other diversities and countries?
Of course. Yes. Of course. Mm-hmm. This contributes to create awareness. Mm-hmm. About Mexican customs, and we have a lot of international students. We have people who come from all corners of the world. It's very nice to be able to share this with them.
Yeah, it promotes, you know, this constant learning that we learn from each other, not mm-hmm. just, you know, from one, you know, reigning culture, but all cultures, even if it's not your own. it's still a wonderful opportunity to learn about it.
Mm-hmm. What is the origin of this holiday, the Day of the Dead?
Well, I know there are like similar elements that existed in pre-Columbian days, pre-Columbian mm-hmm. as in before Columbus. Mm-hmm. And so I know that the Aztecs, they definitely believed in still remembering their dead loved ones. And they didn't really have a cemetery like we do today. Right. If anything, they would bury their dead in unsealed tombs under their homes. So that way they could still visit them, even converse with them, if you will. So that way, yes, they're deceased, but they're still with us. They're still part of our life. They're still...
Yeah. Now, within the celebration, I know there are food involved, right?
Yes. Oh,
yes.
Now, what kind of food is involved with this particular celebration?
Well, I guess the first thing that comes to my mind is pan de muerto. Mm-hmm. This is a special kind of bread that mm-hmm. it's baked only around this time of the year. Mm-hmm. It's very good. At pan de muerto, hot chocolate. You usually have pan de muerto with hot chocolate. So we have some mm-hmm. spicy hot chocolate here today. And then, you know, traditional dishes.
And I noticed that all the costumes they have, you yes. count like
the skeleton.
The skeleton. Yeah. Well, and it's almost mm-hmm. along the time of Halloween. Yeah, is there a similarity between Halloween and Day of the Dead?
Well,
differences?
There seems to be a time coincidence, Halloween being on October 31st and Day of the Dead on November 2nd. But the origins of both traditions are very different. Halloween mm-hmm. is an occasion for, you know, parties, organized parties, people wear costumes. It's very different. Whereas Day of the Dead, the idea, the behind Day of the Dead is people remembering their dead loved ones. Mm-hmm. So yes, there might wear customs, there might be parades, but what people who observe this tradition in Mexico do is remember.
Now, is this celebrated just in Mexico? Is there other maybe Spanish-speaking communities where is it celebrated, or is it celebrated any place in America?
Oh yeah, other Hispanic countries celebrate it too. Well, perhaps the ones that have the biggest celebrations are Guatemala. Mm-hmm. Puerto Rico has something also.
Puerto Rico?
Yeah, mm-hmm. also, but it's not as big as it is in Mexico. So it's mainly associated with Mexico.
Mm-hmm. And it's definitely popping up in Spanish-speaking, you know, neighborhoods here in the U.S., like in the Southwest, like California.
Oh yeah.
You know, so it's definitely it almost seems like a reawakening. Mm-hmm. Of returning to one's roots and noticing where we're from, you know, and just preserving that.
Right.
So it's not lost. Even though, yes, we were raised in this country, but we're still Mexican at heart. Our blood is still yes. Mexican, so.
Is there other thing that we might be looking forward to in the future?
Well, from us, is it will be Day of the Dead 2020.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We plan a series of events. Yes, so like movie showings and this talk and
maybe a more informative even film as opposed to not just, you know, Coco for entertainment, but also like a documentary style possibly.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the curriculum itself here at the school? I mean, is there... Would that be Hispanic courses? I'm just wondering, you know, to get students to understand mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. culture and the language.
Well, we have our foreign language classes are all include culture too. They have a cultural mm-hmm. component. So actually, the full name of a Spanish classes I teach is Spanish Language and Culture, mm-hmm. and we have four levels: Spanish Language and Culture 1, 2, 3, and 4. So definitely, this is a cultural aspect that complements those classes. Also, we have several anthropology classes, and they seem to be interested. And, you know, cultural anthropology touches this type of topic. So,
I've also heard in some of the meetings about how they're thinking of possibly finding ways to diversify the material to reflect the student population in the courses themselves so they can identify with it. So that's a possible way or an angle of possibly including some of culture into the curriculum.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm a student, mm-hmm. you know, Latino descent or Hispanic descent, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking about some college to go to, you know, mm-hmm. and I can't go out of the state per yeah. se, what would you say about Hudson Valley, why I should come to Hudson Valley?
It's a fantastic place. It has a very, very friendly atmosphere. I used to work at SUNY Albany before coming here, And when I started working here, I was convinced I found the place where I want to retire from. The curriculum is excellent. Our professors are very dedicated. We have small classes, and yes. we get the opportunity to learn our students' names. Mm-hmm. We are a community. So the academic level is excellent. So I definitely would encourage you to enroll at Hudson Valley.
Yes, before here I taught at the College of St. Rose in Albany, and even though that's a small liberal arts college, the school has an even smaller feel to it, a more intimate feel, where you really get to know your teachers, you get to know your classmates, you really feel like you're not just a number or a name on a roll list somewhere, you're actually an active learner in this community.
But I want to thank you for this interview. I know it's a spur of the moment, but
thank you.
And hopefully I could talk to you some more in the future about things, you know, Latino or Hispanic origin. Okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.